correspondent Orla O'Donnell. To the Middle East next, where there is continued confusion this lunchtime, particularly for the almost 1.5 million people in the Gazan city of Rafah near the Egyptian border, and the families in Israel of those being held hostage by Hamas, who say they would accept the terms of a ceasefire proposed by Egyptian mediators, but which Israel describes as far from meeting their demands. Their military has directed people in Rafah to move again as they carry out operations. They bombed part of the city last night. Their tanks are now at the crossing from Egypt into Gaza, where most of the international aid is channeled through, and Israel says they are now in operational control there. Several other crossings are also closed. We'll cross to the region later. Aid agencies say they're increasingly concerned for the plight of people in Gaza, including the World Health Organization. Their executive director, Dr. Mike Ryan, joins us now from Geneva. Dr. Ryan, good afternoon. Thank you for talking to us again today.
Good afternoon, Graham.
What's your understanding of what's happening in Rafah today?
Well, as you said, the situation is rather confusing, but certainly there are clear images of the Rafah closing being crossed. The Israeli army are present there. The extent of the incursion into Rafah proper is not 100% certain at this point, but very clearly large-scale military operations, targeted artillery shelling and others is underway. Much of the population is on the move. So it's chaotic. It's not planned. It is not at all, does not at all look like a limited operation or an operation aimed at preserving the health and welfare of civilians.
Do you know if all crossings into Gaza from Egypt and Israel are closed to humanitarian aid now?
The Kerem Shalom crossing from Israel in the south into near Rafah is closed, and the Rafah crossing itself is closed. They represent the two largest sources of assistance into Gaza and into southern Gaza, especially where the bulk of the population is. Rafah is the only crossing which fuel is let to cross. And obviously it's a crossing too where medevac happens. We've already evacuated 4,000 patients out of Gaza who needed extra medical assistance. They've all gone through Rafah. That is now closed as an option for them. We still have 10,000 people with injuries and conditions that need to be medically evacuated for international medical care. So the closing down of Rafah is catastrophic. The maritime pontoon-based solution that the U.S. are putting together, that's not operational yet. And there is a crossing in the north on the Israeli side which is not currently functioning and only has had very limited crossings of humanitarian assistance. So right now, Gaza is once more blockaded, once more cut off in a population that's already starving, in a population that's already suffered nearly 35,000 deaths, 70,000 injuries, 1,000 pediatric amputees, over 1,000 patients requiring dialysis. And might I point out that the only hospital we have, Al Najjar Hospital in the south of Rafah, is being targeted for evacuation. That is where the 700 patients who need dialysis get dialysis. We've managed to rebuild and refurbish large-scale dialysis there. We will lose that facility if this incursion continues, and two other hospitals we will lose. And that is just if there's an incursion into the southern part of Rafah. So much at stake here, much at stake in terms of supplies and services to people who need them.
The closing of the crossings, the incursion into Rafah, have your organization engaged with Israel on this today?
Yeah, the UN and the UN humanitarian coordinator in Jerusalem and our deputy humanitarian coordinators on the ground, there's always contact with Israel on the operational side in terms of with COGAT, the CLA, and we constantly have to engage with Israeli forces in order to move to try and seek deconfliction for our movements. But obviously, we're not party to a negotiation on a ceasefire. What's needed now is a ceasefire, a cessation of this violence. There is way too much at stake right now, and this violence has to stop. And we, as the UN system, we have no influence over that. All we can do is work within the parameters as set by the parties in the conflict and those that are negotiating a possible ceasefire.
I know that the health of people and not their movement is your primary focus, but as we've been hearing, for many people in Rafah, they've already had to move, sometimes up to 5 or 6 times since the start of this war. They don't know if they have to move again or if it's possible to move again. What do they do?
That's a good question, Governor. We had that before in Khan Yunis. We had that before in Deir el-Balah. We had that before in northern Gaza. Leaflets, phone calls, different instructions, confusion, people in a panic moving for the fourth and fifth time. Our own staff and their families are caught up in this. We're having to move our own people, move families. We're having to move our warehouse. We had set up our warehouses in Rafah. We had set up a lot of these dialysis centers in Rafah. We had set up our center for treating clinically severe acute malnutrition in Rafah because that was considered to be a place of safety. All of those facilities are under risk now. Population on the move again, being pushed towards Almawasi, which is not capable of supporting them. We are setting up field hospital there. We are setting up more primary health centers there. But this is a spit of sand with no services. The population are deeply exposed there. And it itself has not been a safe place and has been bombed and attacked in the last few months. So we clearly have a very confused, very frightened population. This is not well managed. And it is causing terrible, terrible stress to the people. They really don't know where to go at this point. And all we can do is provide assistance where people are. The international community has to bring some order to this process. The international community has to bring a ceasefire so we as humanitarians can come to the assistance of the people of Gaza.
How is all this going to end, in your view?
I don't know. All wars end. All wars end. But the toll, the suffering, the loss of people, the mutilation of people, the fracturing of people's minds, a generation of children lost. In many ways, all wars end, but, you know, we have never seen this in certainly in my lifetime, man-made famine the blockade of an entire people the punishment of a whole people for what are the crimes of a few. The attacks in southern Israel were horrible, horrific. We've always called it that, and we've always called for the unconditional release of hostages. There is wrong and blame on both sides of this, but the population of Gaza, the Palestinians of Gaza, do not deserve to suffer as they're suffering and to continue to suffer with the eyes of the world watching and the ears of the world listening is entirely unacceptable.
Dr. Mike Ryan, Executive Director of the World Health Organization.